too excited. You know, I've been working hard this whole time to get an opportunity like this. So, you know, when it came about, I was happy, but, you know, it's still another day, so still just got to keep working.
What was that camp in Mobile? What did it mean to you?
It's just an opportunity to get in front of a lot of coaches, a lot of scouts. You know, it gives me opportunity to, you know, just show them what I can do that can be at this level. So,
replacing a guy who's the all-time leading scorer and a stable veteran with a rising team, do you feel any pressure?
No, I mean, Josh has been great this whole time. You know, he's one of the first guys to call me. You know, coming in, him being such a long-time vet, I didn't expect anything from him, but he was, you know, helpful from day one. So that really kind of, you know, there's not really pressure. You know, I'm just going to go out there and do what I do. So that's just what it is.
What did that mean to you for him to sort of reach out?
I mean, it means a lot that, you know, he actually cares. You know, you can tell when he was talking to me, it was from his heart. So, you know, it means a lot to, you know, not that I'm replacing him, but, you know, the guy that I was battling with, that, you know, it was competition, but, you know, we both want each other to do the best.
So what were you, a week ago, what were you thinking of your chances?
I mean, I never really thought that far. You know, I was just been going one kick at a time. That's the same mindset I'm going to stay with. You know, if you start looking too far ahead, then stuff goes downhill. So I'm just going one kick at a time.
Jason, did you kick this last month like you thought you would kick? I mean, is this normal for you, or did you just have a great 4 weeks? So how did you do this last month?
You know, I've been working for a while now with my coach back home, Mike Husted, and you know, I grew in confidence through that, getting my form down, and then now it's the second nature to me. You know, it's not, oh, I've been kicking good, I've been kicking bad. It's just, you know, you gotta go out there with confidence that you're gonna make every kick. So that's the way I've been going about it.
How long can you kick it?
It don't matter. I mean, whatever they want me to do, I'll be out there ready for that.
When did you hire Husted? Because it was his camp in Mobile that.
Yeah, well, he's out of San Diego, and that's my hometown, so it's easy for me. He's a great guy, really easy to work with. We have similar personalities. So I started working with him probably about, I worked with him a couple times in college. Then started going, you know, full time with him 3 days a week, probably last summer. So, you know, similar form for me, but I had to, you know, change things here and there, and then, you know, I just grew my confidence.
What do you see as a turning point? I mean, you didn't have the great numbers coming out of college. You end up in the arena league. Where was the turning point for you?
I mean, Husted really helped me. You know, a lot of guys come in. There's a lot of NFL guys that are with other teams right now that would come in, and, you know, being able to kick with them every day and see how my ball flied, and, you know, just working with those guys have really helped me know that, you know, I can kick in this level and I belong in this level.
Had a lot of people from Marist reach out to you last night or what?
Yeah, a lot of people, coaches, you know, friends, parents of friends. You know, it's nice to have a, I mean, it's a small school, so it's nice to have a big, you know, big group behind me.